Welcome to the Michael Rivero What Really Happened radio program.
And aloha, America. Welcome to the show. It is Tuesday, November 30th, last day in the month here. We're just right on the doorstep of December. Boy, do we have got a lot of stuff to talk about today. Manny's in our control room, twiddling the dials, answering the phones. The phone number, as always, 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. And the breaking story, the big story right now, you are probably not going to see this on the corporate media anytime soon. But earlier today, the Senate, in the process of passing that Food Safety Act, that's basically a pander to large agricultural corporations and supermarkets, and is basically designed to drive small private businesses and organic growers out of business by just loading them up with so much regulatory compliance they cannot possibly survive. During one of the breaks, C-SPAN made a horrendous mistake. This is Senate Bill 510. And C-SPAN made a huge mistake. During the break, they left one of the microphones open, and they captured a comment by Colorado Senator Mike Bennett.
There's nothing about it because it's all rigged. I mean, the whole conversation is rigged. The conversation, the fact that we don't get to a discussion before the break about what we're going to do in the lame duck is just rigged. This stuff's rigged.
So basically, there in a nutshell, he's saying it. The Congress is rigged. Congress is not functioning the way that you or I were propagandized into believing in our state-controlled school situation. The Congress cannot function the way the Constitution says they're supposed to. The agenda is already set. In the words of the senator, it's all rigged. They're not being allowed to discuss what they're going to do or decide for themselves. They are simply being told from the White House down to the congressional leadership. And the congressional leadership says, this is what you're all going to pretend that you're doing for the next couple of months. And so basically what we're finding out now, what Senator Bennett has just basically admitted, is it's all a sham. We don't have a representative legislative body. We have a bunch of posers who are being paid lots of money and handed lots of privileges and perks and hot and cold running congressional pages to do what they will. And they're just there to pretend to look like there's a representative government in place in this country. But as the senator from Colorado says, it's all rigged. Let me play that soundbite for you one more time.
There's nothing about it because it's all rigged. I mean, the whole conversation is rigged. The conversation, the fact that we don't get to a discussion before the break about what we're going to do in the lame duck is just rigged. This stuff's rigged.
Okay, so there it is. It's all rigged. It's all theater. It's not really a legislative body. The whole Capitol building is a gigantic theater whose sole purpose is to convince you that you still have a voice in the running of the government. And you don't. It's all scripted. It's all decided ahead of time. They're given their little cue cards, and they stand up there in front of the C-SPAN cameras, and they go through the motions, and they act like they're, you know, it's no more real than professional wrestling. It's a fraud. It's all rigged. That's the big story that we're leading with. The original video is on the front page of my store. This is already. People are reacting to this. It's going everywhere. Copy it off. Send it to all your friends. On the original video on YouTube, the volume is very, very low. I'm going to put up a volume corrected copy a little bit later on, but basically that's the story that we're leading off with. When we come back from this next break, phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. We're going to be talking about the COMEX. Today is what is called First Notice Day. The December contracts for gold and silver are coming due, and COMEX has got a real big problem on their hands, and nobody's really sure how they're going to deal with it. No doubt the federal government will do something completely underhanded. And meanwhile, of course, the media is trying to get you distracted with all this other stuff going off over there on the other side of the world. And don't forget, we're going to wave gays in the military at you. That's what's important. Don't pay attention to any of this other stuff. Gays in the military. That's the important story, according to the corporate media. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, Help, I've Fallen and I Can't Get Up, protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now 1-800-410-0739. 1-800-410-0739. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-410-0739.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And boy, I got to tell you, the corporate media is in full distract and diffuse and disinform and mode today. Right now, the big story, of course, is this Wisconsin school hostage situation. And once again, conveniently, before anybody can find out what was really going on, the suspect killed himself. It's a repeat of Columbine, where it started out with saying, oh, there were five people in the school. Oh, no, there's only two, and they committed mutual suicide. And no doubt the gun grabbers are going to be out there saying, we've got to ban all guns and make this country safe for fascists and the rest of that. But the real news is happening elsewhere. We've got Senator Bennett's admission, captured by accident on a microphone in C-SPAN, that the Congress is rigged, that they are not setting their own agenda as the Constitution requires. It is simply their play actors. They are told what they're going to talk about, what they're going to argue about, what they're going to vote on, including the food safety bill. Now, this raises a rather interesting possibility because, you know, as you know, yesterday we were talking, and I'm going to get onto the COMEX thing. That's coming up next. But I wanted to point out, yesterday we were talking about this very strange double standard in which the New York Times, the world's greatest newspaper by its own admission, was giving all this coverage to WikiLeaks and all these cables that said Iran is bad and Israel is good and, you know, all this other stuff that was going on there. And yet, at the same time, a year ago, when the ClimateGate emails and computer software was leaked, the New York Times refused to publish any of it because, well, it might have been acquired illegally. And they sat on the story and they wouldn't touch it. even though we had the actual computer software, the source code, that showed how the hockey stick was being fraudulently manufactured. But the New York Times couldn't touch that one. And now they're just out there with WikiLeaks this and WikiLeaks that, and then the corporate media is still, yes, believe WikiLeaks because he hates the government and we hate him, so you should trust everything that he has to say. Well, so now we have a real revelation. A United States senator recorded on the floor of the United States Senate saying it's all rigged. And I'm daring the New York Times to give this story the same exposure and prominence that they have Julian Assange. I dare them to. They won't, but I'm daring them to anyway. All right, on to the COMEX thing. Now, COMEX, which is the contraction of the commodity exchange, basically, it's an exchange, and they buy and sell contracts for commodities. The commodities are pork bellies, orange juice, all kinds of things, and obviously two of the major commodities continue to be silver and gold. But there's a problem. For a long time now in silver and gold, COMEX and other players like J.P. Morgan Chase have been playing sort of a reserve banking game with their contracts. Now, when they talk about COMEX buying and selling silver, they're not buying and selling the actual physical metal. They're trading contracts. That's what the commodities trade is. You go on the floor and you bid a contract for a preset amount of whatever the commodity is, and you pay for it, and you're hoping that by the time you are required to deliver on the contract, you know, the cost of the goods will move in a direction that maximizes your profits. You can get very rich very quickly in commodities. You can get very poor very quickly in commodities. But you're supposed to have the commodities that you contract for. Whether you're, you know, if you're selling the silver, you've got to have the silver. Okay? If you short sell, remember the whole problem with naked short selling, you're supposed to physically have in your possession the commodities that you have borrowed that you are shorting. Okay, and we've had this problem with naked shorts. Well, apparently COMEX has been naked short selling both gold and silver. A lot of people have been pointing it out for quite some time. And what that means is they're operating on this idea that they can sell all these paper gold and silver contracts and they don't have to have the gold to cover it, because only a certain percentage of the contracts will be redeemed for the metal. The others will be rolled over, or they'll be swapped for something else, or they'll be cashed out for cash instead of the metal. Well, now we are here at the dawn of December, and there are a ton of these contracts coming through. Okay? So basically what it is right now the open gold contracts, as of here, the start of December, is 59,412 contracts, which translates into 5.9 million ounces of gold. Now, COMEX apparently only has 2.6 million ounces of gold registered and approved for delivery. Remember, they can't just take something and say it's gold and put it out the door. It has to be assayed and certified that it really is the item of value that is being sent out the door. So they're short the gold to cover the coming contracts. In silver, there are 17,208 open contracts. This equates to 86 million ounces of silver. COMEX only has 48 million ounces of silver approved for delivery. Now, what this means is they're in a real world of hurt. They are expected to deliver all these millions of ounces of gold and silver to investors who right now would rather have the metal in their hands than the paper Federal Reserve notes, which are, you know, they're plunging in value. You know, it's dissolving. It's melting right before their eyes. And COMEX has a major problem. COMEX could be technically insolvent right now. And when that happens, obviously foreign confidence and trust in the entire American financial system is going to take a major hit, because we're not talking some little bank out in, you know, East Podunk, Alaska. This is COMEX. This is the heart of the whole commodities market, and they're coming up short. They've been naked short selling gold and silver. They're in trouble. Now, assuming that it's not all tungsten, I'm sure the federal government would be perfectly happy to take a bunch of the gold bars out of Fort Knox and ship them over to COMEX to cover the gold shorts. So I don't think that's going to turn into a problem. But there isn't enough silver to cover all of the silver positions. So I'm predicting right now what's going to happen is COMEX is already calling all of the holders of those long positions on silver, and they're going to offer a huge cash incentive over the cash value of the silver. You know, 20, 30, 40% uplift premium if they will accept cash for their contracts instead of the physical metal. And some of the suckers will probably take it until they realize that this cash that is flowing out of COMEX to cover these shorts is just more of Ben Bernanke's paper money printed up by the printing press. And that in the long run, they're not going to gain any purchasing power accepting all this extra paper money, because the paper money continues to devalue itself the more it's printed up. And these days, people want the physical metal in their hands. Silver demand is up. Silver prices are up. Whether Max Keiser's attempt to take down J.P. Morgan Chase is really the cause of it or not doesn't even matter anymore. People are buying physical silver, physical gold. They do not trust the paper. They don't trust the COMEX contracts. They don't trust the exchange traded funds that are invested in these phantom metal issues. They want the physical metal in their hand. They want the coin in their hand, the bullion bar. And so the silver is probably where it's going to really start coming apart. Now, obviously, our government, the finest government that money can buy, may come up with some draconian legal emergency legislation saying that, you know, we, the American people, are not allowed to demand physical metal on the contracts, that that COMEX must be allowed to resolve with paper money. They could even pull another Roosevelt and simply say ownership of gold coin and bullion and silver coin and bullion is now illegal. You must turn them in for the paper notes. Just as they did during the last economic crisis. I'm kind of half expecting that all along, which is why most of my money is not invested in gold or silver, but in lead. But COMEX is in a real, real mess. I don't think you're going to see a lot of mention of it in the financial news here, certainly not on CNBC that was telling you, yeah, Lehman Brothers is going to do real great. Go ahead and buy them. So we're not going to hear that one at all. But yeah, that's to keep the eye on is the COMEX, the gold and the silver. It looks like December might be the month that COMEX comes up insolvent, and it will take J.P. Morgan Chase down with it. And good, it's time for these monster banks to be brought down. The Federal Reserve System is what destroyed the economy of the United States of America. The IMF, which is an identical system applied to a planetary scale, has done the same thing to the Eurozone. The people of the world need to wake up and realize that it is the bankers. This compound interest private central bank model has all but destroyed modern civilization, all in the name of rampant greed and money addiction and the desire to have a bigger monument built to the glory of the bankers than the guy next door. So, anyway, silver prices are in fact surging right now. And again, don't accept paper. Certificate saying you will get your silver at some future date. Put your hand on the metal, keep it in your home, in your floor safe, in your coffee can, your cookie jar. Remember, in the event of an economic crash, the federal government has already passed laws. They can go through the safety deposit boxes at the bank and grab anything valuable that they think they can use to pay off the debts that they owe to the Federal Reserve. It is that crazy. Now, Fox News earlier today was reporting that consumer confidence is rising to 54% in November. Huzzah, huzzah, huzzah. Now, I am old enough to remember that every single Christmas shopping season is launched with an announcement that consumer confidence is up. It's just another way of psychologically flogging you back into the shopping malls to spend the last few pennies left on your credit card for whatever junk you are ritualistically, traditionally, habitually required to buy for other people this holiday season. That's basically what we're going to see for the next couple of weeks. It's anything that will get you out of your homes and get you back into those shopping malls. And I got to tell you, the reality is it's very, very different. We've got stores closing all over the place. So much for consumer confidence. Ashley Furniture, it closed four of their stores so fast, and now people are stuck. They don't know if they're going to get their money back or the furniture they were supposed to get to deliver. It just evaporated that quickly. A lot of consumers may have gotten burned by this. All four Lexington Grader stores are closing. Alco closing 44 Duckwell stores. And, okay, I'm going to take a break here. Come back. Join us on the air. 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And I want to share a little personal anecdote because we're hearing all this stuff. The economy's going to be great. Everything's going to be wonderful. Just go out and spend. Because if you don't max out your credit cards on Christmas, the terrorists will have won. And, you know, forget what the media is trying to tell you. Don't even listen to me. Open your eyes and walk around your local retail shopping environment. My wife and I had to give a friend of ours a ride into Honolulu the other day, and we were right next to the Aloha Tower Marketplace, and we hadn't been there in a while. So we said, let's just grab lunch, you know, go over to Donho's place. And so we parked. We noticed almost immediately the parking lot was rather empty, which should have been the warning sign. And we walked in there. We didn't even get to Don Ho's. We turned around and left. It was so depressing. Empty storefront after empty storefront after empty storefront. This place, Aloha Tower, is probably the most desirable retail location outside of Waikiki proper on the entire island of Oahu. And it's a dead zone. Down on the waterfront, right next to Don Ho's, we saw four empty storefronts in a row. That is how destroyed the local economy is. Thank you, TSA. We really do appreciate this. And so, you know, for the corporate media to be out there trying to paint a pretty picture that things are getting better, it isn't. And consumer confidence cannot be up when all around us are the signs of continuing collapse. Now, I have a story, and this one should get you mad. If it doesn't, you're already dead. Crawl into the hole, let them fill over, or donate your body to science or something like that. Now, do you remember way, way back at the start of all the bailouts and TARP and all this other cool stuff, and the United States government started taking trillions of dollars from the American people and giving it to the banks so the banks could loan it back to us at interest? Only the banks didn't. They put it in their pockets. And one of the things they did along there was they had to bail out the automakers, especially General Motors. And the U.S. government took your tax money, and they plowed it into General Motors to try and turn it around, and General Motors came back and said, we've paid back our government loans, and it turned out they hadn't. They had just borrowed more money to pay, you know, the original loan. They were sort of kiting the debt along, like taking one credit card bill and putting it on the next credit card bill, and when that one comes in, you put it on another credit card bill, and they were sort of floating it along. And they're trying to say that GM is doing better business. Most of what they're selling tends to be fleet vehicles to the government itself. And we were all told, we were told, I was told, my wife was told, the storekeepers were told, not to worry about all this public money that was being used to prop up a private business which hadn't been doing very well. And they weren't doing very well because knowledgeable investors said, you can't make money with General Motors. Don't put your money in there, you will lose the money. And the government said, no, no, we're going to do that with public money, with the public's money. And don't worry, you'll all make a profit. Remember when they were saying that? You will make a profit. Well, it's been announced in Bloomberg that the U.S. government is now selling all of the stock they bought in General Motors at a loss. And they're trying to basically say that, well, we're not really, you know, an investment. We're not a private equity fund. We're not here to make money. You know, we're promoting financial stability, and that means we've got to give General Motors back their stock at bargain prices as quickly as we can. No, you're not a private equity fund. You're a public equity fund, and we're the public. And you took our money against our express wishes to prop up private businesses that were not able to stand on their own 2 feet. And you assured us that we were all going to get all of our money back, at least if not make a little tidy profit, to offset some of these other giveaways that have been going on. And now they're just blithely saying, well, we're just going to sell it all. We're not interested in making a profit. We don't care about that. Well, I care, and I think the other 300 million Americans who ultimately paid for this deal, we care. Geithner has just spit in all your faces and say, thanks a lot for the bailout money, and we don't owe you anything. We don't even owe you the pretense of attempting to try and get your money back for you. You're just there to your 300 million wallets. You only exist to be looted for us to have more cash to play whatever game we're going to play with. And the article is linked, the Bloomberg article is linked to an article called Blank You Geithner. Treasury announces plan to sell taxpayers' GM stake with no concern for profit. They're not interested in making good for the American people. It was always about propping up the businesses, propping up the banks, propping up Wall Street. You don't count, especially after the election. You don't care at all. They don't care about you at all, I meant to say. I misspoke that thing. All right. Anyways, I said the corporate media today, you know, they're trying to wave school shootings and severe weather. And, of course, the big thing about, you know, can we have gay soldiers in the military? Actually, you already do. Okay, but there is a, can we allow them to be openly gay? And, I mean, I'm sorry, who cares? They were trying this before the election. Gays in the military is a distraction. That's all it is. It's an attempt to distract you. It's an attempt to create an artificial public debate over gays in the military in order that you not be looking at what's going on with COMEX and what's going on with General Motors and how badly and deeply you are being screwed by the government of the United States of America. We'll be back after these words from our sponsors.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny, and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And I want to change topics here. As you know, here in Hawaii, we have a phrase, stink face. When you don't like somebody, you make a big, mean stink face at them. And the U.S. government is still continuing to make stink face at North Korea and badmouth China. And I'm very concerned. And the reason I'm very concerned, I just put a story up at whatreallyhappened.com. CNN International is carrying live reports from a CNN reporter embedded and on the USS George Washington. Now we, you and I, were all told this is a training exercise. CNN does not embed reporters on training exercises. But they've got an embedded reporter with the full satellite video lashup already on the USS George Washington. More telling, and I put a screen capture of this up at whatreallyhappened.com when I link this story. Whatever he's reporting to CNN International is blocked from being viewed here in the United States of America. I consider this a very alarming set of circumstances. CNN doesn't put reporters on training exercises. This CNN reporter is on the USS George Washington because they're expecting something big to happen. And whatever it is he's talking about, most of it is being blocked from American viewers. We're not allowed to know what they're talking about. We're forbidden. It's verboten to know what's going on in the rest of the world. Now, speaking of verboten, I want to touch real quickly. Apparently, Google, which now owns YouTube Video, has banned Alex Jones, frozen his video account or his video page or whatever that's called. And obviously, Alex is upset, and he's got a right to be. Okay. On the other hand, when I came over to RBN and Alex Jones threw a hissy fit and deleted all of my videos from his video channel, I mean, now he knows how I feel. But still in all, I find it very alarming that Google presumes to assume the role of a censor, of guardian of the public consciousness and awareness here on the internet. And I certainly do not intend to support any institution, organization, or search engine that presumes to tell me what I may and may not look at. Whether I agree with Alex Jones or not is irrelevant. Okay. And I just wanted to comment that real quick here. Now, another little example of how the U.S. There was this movie a while back, a Chevy Chase, Sigourney Weaver, and it was called Deal of the Century. And Chevy Chase plays this two-bit weapons dealer who stumbles in to the middle of a really major deal involving the selling of this cutting-edge weaponry to a South American dictator. And there's this really hilarious scene in there where the South American dictator has to go on TV and announce to his people that he's going to have to raise taxes to pay for all these new weapons that he's buying. And then he sort of thrashes around for somebody to blame it on and ends by declaring that in order to stop the moral erosion of his country, that women will no longer be allowed to wear pants in the workplace. And in the movie, it looks really silly. And of course, it's supposed to be the idea that I'm going to raise taxes to buy bullets and we'll just find somebody that we can slap around to make it look like we're doing something about the problem. And then we see the same thing actually happening here in the United States of America. And basically what it is, the federal government, okay, has gone out to all the cities and counties, basically the entire country. It is ordering the cities and counties to change all of the street signs that identify the street you are on in order that they comply with a new federally mandated normal. Basically what it is, the federal government is saying that street signs that are written all in capital letters are less legible and readable than street signs that are written with a capital front and lowercase, so forth and so on. I don't think it's that big a deal, but the federal government's making a big deal about this, and they're ordering all the cities and counties to do this, but nobody is writing any checks to pay for it. So we have all these cities and counties that are already on the edge of being broke, being handed instructions by the federal government saying you got to go out and spend millions of dollars to replace all of your street signs. The individual signs are not as inexpensive as you might think because they have to be built to withstand the elements for years on end. Not all of them do. We got a lot of rusting ones around here. And when you multiply that by how many signs are on a given street, and you multiply that by how many streets you have in your city and county, you can realize you're talking millions and millions of dollars. And yes, it helps keep the unemployment numbers down because you got work crews out there taking the old street signs down and putting the new street signs up. But obviously, there's little in the way of a demonstrable long-term benefit in this. It's just more make work. And another example of some federal bureaucracy justifying its continued salary by issuing an edict that everybody has to scramble and come up with. I'm pretty sure that what's going on is some minor bureaucrat in Washington, D.C. who's involved with traffic safety was worried he might be losing his job in the financial crunch. So all of a sudden he's out there issuing these orders and saying, see, I'm important. I'm doing good work. And he gets to keep his, $200,000 a year job, and every city in America gets to spend a couple of million dollars complying with this rather blatant cosmetic effort. And it's just another example of a government that is legislating and issuing orders for no other reason than to act like it's legislating and issuing orders. And it's a joke. It's just another joke. All righty here. Now, I want to get back onto this WikiLeaks situation. More and more writers, within the blogosphere, more and more of the talk show hosts are beginning to come to the awareness that WikiLeaks is an Israeli propaganda operation. They're still hyping it all over the corporate media. New York Times is trying to, they're trying to basically fan it up. Now they're saying, oh, Julian Assange is going to be arrested. Will he go live in Ecuador? And it's your basic PR stunt. They're just trying to keep his name in front of you so you think there's something there that you need to look at. We've already pointed out all of these so-called documents basically support the agenda to attack Iran. They basically make Israel look really, really good, and Israel's leadership cannot resist bragging in the media. See, WikiLeaks proves we're vindicated, we're right. And none of the criticisms that should be there for all that Israel has done over the last several months are there to be found. Nothing critical about the attack on the aid flotilla. Nothing, in fact, somebody was pointing out earlier today, there was a UN report that came out saying that Israel has failed to keep their word of allowing more humanitarian aid to reach the people of Gaza. That should have generated some very critical diplomatic traffic. Whether or not you agree or not with Israel's policy, the diplomatic community is going to discuss it. And yet, none of those cables were in the leaks. That alone tells us this is an Israeli propaganda operation. So Zbigniew Brzezinski was out on a radio interview and basically came out and he said that he does not think the WikiLeaks documents came from this Army PFC Bradley Manning. Zbigniew Brzezinski believes a foreign intelligence service is providing most of these documents. He won't name which foreign intelligence service there is that he thinks it is, but I think at this point it's pretty obviously going to be Israel, because Israel is the only nation involved in this leak that is being made to look good, and everybody else is being made to look bad. Now, I want to throw a theory at you about what's going on. There is no question that Israel blackmails the United States government. We know that when the Bill Clinton and Monica Lewinsky thing blew up, that somebody had succeeded in recording their phone sex sessions, probably at the Watergate Inn where Monica Lewinsky was living. And pressure had been brought to bear on Bill Clinton with these recordings to call off the FBI's hunt for Israel's top spy within the U.S. government, codenamed MEGA. A lot of people think that's Rahm Emanuel. So we know blackmail is a common tactic that Israel will use to get what it wants from our government. We also know that following 9/11, Israel's arrogance and strident demands of the U.S. just went right through the roof. It was very, very obvious that once 9/11 had come and gone, that whatever Israel wanted, the U.S. government was forced to give them. Even when Israel's attacking U.S. flagged ships and American citizens in international waters, the U.S. government rushed up to the United Nations and said, it's cool, it's cool, Israel's allowed to kill our people. So what I think is WikiLeaks was set up to be the enforcement mechanism of Israel's blackmail of the United States government. It gives Israel deniability. We're not exposing all this bad stuff about the U.S. government. It's that WikiLeaks group. We have nothing to do with them. Just because they treat us with kid gloves is no reason to suspect there's any connection. Okay? So what I have been thinking all along is that ever since 9/11, Israel is blackmailing the U.S. government with 9/11. And saying, we'll just blow the whole whistle on the whole thing about how 9/11 really came down. And yeah, we'll take a little bit of a hit from it. But then after Cass led in the attack on the aid flotilla, it's not like anybody has a high regard for Israel anyway. But the greatest harm will come down on the U.S. government. And I think given that the push for reviving the attack on Iran is very obvious from this document dump, that the back channel message from Israel to the United States government is, do as we tell you to do, or we will use WikiLeaks to basically blow the lid off 9/11 and put the entire blame on the U.S. government. And the public will believe us because they believe WikiLeaks is a hostile organization and that they're independent and they're not obeying any government. And then we'll have the U.S. media, the same U.S. media that Israel is documented, spending millions and millions and millions of dollars to bribe to report the news in a way that Israel wants it reported to you. Or in the case of CNN International, to simply block it off so you don't see anything they don't want you to see. And Israel will have deniability for the expose of the U.S. government complicity in the plot for 9/11. And I think that's what WikiLeaks is. WikiLeaks is the shot across the bow of the American ship of state, a warning to the Congress and a warning to President Obama. You will do what Israel tells you or we will destroy your country. Which obviously the revelation that, or forcing the American people to confront the reality that 9/11 was in fact a hoax to start some wars, I think that would bring down the government. I don't think it's going to stand up much longer on its own anyway. All right, we've got some phone calls. Lee in Georgia. Aloha, Lee. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
I've never even used WikiLeaks as a reference. Interesting, you were talking about this reporter being embedded over there with South Korea and all of that.
Yep.
I don't know, call me a conspiracy theorist or whatever, but like you said, they don't embed reporters during training missions. I think what's going on is the big stink that's been made over South Korea firing these so-called exercise missions, firing missiles over into North Korean territory. They're trying to do what Roosevelt did with Japan, trying to instigate them into a situation to attack so that they can do like Roosevelt did and say, see, told you, and start a whole new Korean War. Because remember, no one ever won that war. It was never won.
It's the world's longest armistice.
Right.
Absolutely.
And I think they want to finish what they started when my dad was in the military.
Well, I think it's
Am
a little
I crazy for thinking this?
No, you're not crazy at all. A lot of people are thinking that right now. And I think what's going on here, I wrote an article the other day at whatreallyhappened.com in which I'm saying Obama needs a new war that the American people can feel good about because the American people don't like the wars we've got. We're not winning, and worse, we know they were not just moral wars. We lied about Afghanistan. We lied about Saddam's nuclear weapons. You know, we based wars on confessions extracted under torture, real Nazi stuff. Obama needs a major war that he can use to erase the memory of all the economic mismanagement and all the other problems. And he needs a war that, like Roosevelt, hey, they attacked us. We have no choice. Let's go out and prove that we are still the greatest generation on planet Earth. Unfortunately, we don't really have the manufacturing or the economy to sustain a major war, but Obama doesn't really seem to be thinking much beyond the end of his own term in office.
I would agree with that. But, you know, when you talk about not having the manufacturing, did we really have the manufacturing and everything when we went into the war with Japan or the Second World War?
Oh, absolutely.
That really helped boost economy somewhat because it did create manufacturing jobs to create the war machine.
Yeah, but you see, the factories and steel mills were already in existence. They were ready to be basically staffed up, go on to three shifts. Right now, if you go around America's Rust Belt, you know, the steel mills are shut down, and as the name implies, they've rusted away. They can't be restarted. They would have to be rebuilt from scratch. The same thing with you know, the auto factories. We have lost so much of our manufacturing from those World War I and World War II days. And again, a big part of the reason that Obama is making stink face with China is we import so much of what we make from China, and our local domestic manufacturing has just been in major decline. We've lost probably close to half of our manufacturing capacity, especially focused in the heavy manufacturing that you need for war munitions since the end of World War II. But we started World War II. We had the factories were already existing and in operation, ready to scale up. And the difference is now we don't have them. We're going to have to start building the stuff right from the ground up, and we don't have the time and the money to do that.
Right. That makes sense. Well, you know, we could always let Bernanke just print more money and buy weapons from another country and put us deeper into the hole, I mean.
I think the problem is that people in other countries aren't going to take that money any longer. They're moving away from it. We're heading for a currency crisis. There's no way to avoid it. Because nobody wants to do the one thing that would avoid a currency crisis, and that is get rid of the private central banks issuing the public currency at interest. That
and
is what put us all into debt. Yeah, eliminate the Fed. That's what put us all into hopeless debt, and shutting down the Fed will get us out of it. It worked the last two times. Why are we not doing it a third time? Lee, got to let you go. Going to switch over to Sancho in Arizona. Aloha, Sancho. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. Good day. I sent you, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, I kind of beeped. I sent you over a video of the CNN reporter on the George Washington. It is posted on YouTube.
Okay.
I guess her stated mission is to show or give a show of force to North Korea that we won't back down, is what's stated in the video. And one other point is, someone pointed out to me the other day that, you know, Washington, D.C. is, our government is run by lawyers. They're pencil pushers, where China, they're engineers and they're builders. So when you look at a sustained confrontation,
Hold that thought. Got to take a break. Come back. You're making a very important point we need to elaborate on. We'll be right back.
Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Hi, I'm here talking with Don Wiskin of HeartDrop.com. I understand that you changed the name of your product, Don.
Yes, we did. It's now Extendivite, meaning to extend your life.
Wow, extend your life. Everybody wants to extend their life. How is it made, Don?
Well, Extendivite is made from herbs gathered from many different parts of the world. We chose 7 of the heart and health-related herbs known to improve your health.
Your heart drops have always kept me from feeling sick or run down, Don. Will Extendivite continue to do the same thing for me?
Yes, it will. All we changed was the name. I'm here because at 42, I had a heart attack and the garlic cayenne drops gave me back my life.
We have been talking with Don Wiskin about his exciting new product called Extendivite. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit his website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The total transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program. Use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation Program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working 2 jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far a 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're talking with Sancho in Arizona. And Sancho, you've hit on a very important point and why the United States of America is a nation in decline. When we started this country, our legislative body was made up of men who had their own businesses and their own activities, and being a senator or a congressman was a part-time occupation, very poorly compensated. You know, they came to Washington every once in a while, or to their state capitals every once in a while, to run through the appropriate bills, and then they went back to doing their own businesses. John Hancock sold insurance. Paul Revere was a silversmith. My ancestor, Bartlett, Josiah Bartlett, who signed the Declaration, he was a physician, he was a doctor. These were all people who had businesses that made things, put things together. Ben Franklin had his publishing and his bifocals glasses and his stove. These are men who knew how to make things work, who knew how to make a country work. And you're absolutely right. In China, and now in Iceland, by the way, they're going this route in Iceland, the body that they're pulling together to write their new constitution, they're avoiding the permanent ruling class lawyers and bankers, and they want to get teachers and doctors in there. And that's how you get a truly representative legislative body. But over time here in the United States of America, Congress and the government were taken over by lawyers and money people. And there are very few, the other professions are underrepresented. Ron Paul, I think one of the reasons he is such a good humanitarian is because he was a doctor, unlike his son, who is clearly selling out just as hard as he can to the financial interests. And even worse, in our country, in the wake of World War II, when we were this huge, successful country because we were the only country whose industrial base had not been bombed into rubble, Harvard Business School came out with Scientific Business Management and the MBA to fill the need of new managers for all these exploding factories. They didn't dare promote the people from the floor who actually knew how to make the products because they were too valuable right where they were. They were called gold-collar workers. You never hear that phrase any longer. You know, you hear white-collar and blue-collar. There were the gold-collar workers, the people who actually knew how the process was going to go together. And so we had all these MBAs come in who didn't really know or even care if the factory they were running was making rear-view mirrors or pharmaceuticals or flash-frozen chicken thighs. It didn't matter as long as the management was all uniform and followed the Harvard model. But unfortunately, those MBAs all grew up to become politicians and CEOs. And so we currently have in this country a political and a business culture with no respect for making of products. That's why it was so easy for them to say, the heck with it. We don't need to bother with that. We'll let the Chinese manufacture our goods, or the Japanese, or the Taiwanese. We don't need to get our hands dirty and greasy and icky. We're CEOs. We don't have to touch that stuff. And you're absolutely right. It is a major reason why right now China runs so much better than the United States of America, because most of their politicians earned their spurs on the factory floors. Oh, Sancho has hung up. I'm sorry, Sancho, I didn't mean to do that to you. I guess I talked him to death or something. All right, we're coming up on the top of the hour here, and before we go to this station ID break, I want to leave a thought with you. We're talking about WikiLeaks. We're going to talk about them a little bit more when they come on back here. But this last week, we had the Department of Homeland Security go out and shut down dozens and dozens of websites. Just take the domains away and take it away and say they were infringing copyright material. Some of them don't even appear to have actually been guilty of it. But the DHS just said, boom, your domain belongs to me. We're pointing to our server saying, aren't we Butch? You know, be nice to the TSA. Well, isn't it funny how DHS can't shut down WikiLeaks despite all the yelling and screaming? We'll be right back.
It's true.